is Gospel of the Father in Gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. When I got a call from him, I asked the Lord a question, and the response I got from God was, he is a man of prayer. That was just the word I heard, and that's the gravitating force. And I'm believing God that the encounters you will have here will be very historical. When God wants to change men, he seeks a man. And what one thing that will help you in life is to align with the perfect and the plans of God for your life. Not just doing that which you feel you should do, but doing that which he wants you to do. Alright? That you can do it doesn't mean you should do it. Because if you do it because you can do it, not because you are sent to do it, you will not be rewarded for it. You do it because you are sent to do it. And when we see a man sent to do something, by the evidences, it becomes pronounced that he is sent. Let's give God praise for him one more time. And thank God for mommy also. Thank you for standing with him. Let's lift our hands toward heaven and just pray in the Spirit for 2 minutes. Pray in the Holy Ghost for 2 minutes. Believe yourself in your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Build yourself in your most holy faith. Konsi prahasata groshavada. Mansu prati maradashaga. Sakosha prati zagati alaman sapa. Blessed be your name, Lord of God. Blessed be your name. Thank you, my Father. Oh, we worship the Lamb of God. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know you are not far from me. When you will arise, the Lord will know that my Redeemer liveth. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know you are not far from me. I know when you will arise, the Lord will know that my Redeemer liveth. I know you are not far from me. I know when you will arise, this Lord will know that my Redeemer liveth. For your glory, to be where you are.
We want to be where you are. Thank you. Throw your weight around, Lord, in the next couple of minutes. Come glorify yourself. My own friends fail me. Friends and families turn their backs on me. Lord, you stood by me. You never let me down. My own strength failed me. And friends and families turn their backs on me. Lord, you stood by me. You never let me down. Jesus, I can't be anywhere. Jesus, you believe in my life. For grace and glory. Let someone's turn around be tied to this encounter. Let someone's rebirth, repositioning. Let someone's lifting in all ramification and all its facets be tied to this encounter. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's take us to give the Lord a clap of room. Clap your hands. Can you clap those hands well? Clap them for the Lord. Can you clap your hands for the Lord, everybody? Clap them for the Lord. Amen. I want to thank God for you. I want to thank God. I'm seeing Dr. Akpami there. God bless you, sir. Good to see you. God bless you, sir. Amen. God, we want to appreciate all our guests and delegates who have come from afar. Welcome to Nigeria, the country where God lives. Amen. We want to thank you for coming, and God bless you. And we are standing with God's servant. He's putting this meeting together as a sacrifice. And when you see a man who's sacrificing, you can very do well for the kingdom to also sacrifice. So many connections here today are on the platform of sacrifice. I want to pick a verse of scripture that will be very paramount, I think, in the course of this meeting. I'm giving the topic, qualities that makes a man mighty before God. Judges 6:12, we'll do 13 and we'll do 23 or 24. Judges 6, the book of Judges, chapter 6, we'll do verse 12, verse 13, and verse 25. Gideon said, okay, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befalling us? Where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken and delivered us into the hand of the Midianites. Verse 25. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old. Specificity. One of the reasons why we cannot address fundamental and foundational issue is because of bankruptcy of specificity. So you see what he said there. So it's not just about praying. It's not just about seeking God. But there must be a pattern, a specific pattern according to what was revealed and shown on the mount. So it's very important that we open up our spirit for what God is about to drop here. He says, 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father had cut down the grove. Now, the topic before me, we are speaking about mighty men in general. But the topic before me, I've given a time frame, so I'll do all I can do within the space and the confines of this timing. Is that what makes a man mighty before God? So that tells me that a man can be mighty on earth, yet not mighty before God. Our focus today is how to get the attention of God, how to see ourselves the way God sees us, how to see ourselves in the light of His word. And we discovered that Gideon had a visitation, and it was on the platform of several things. And the Bible says he asked God questions. Child of God, you must know, for you to walk with God in an outstanding way, an outstanding dimension, you must understand the place of questions. It's not wrong for you to make inquiry. The Bible says in Matthew 27:22, Pilate said, what shall I do with Jesus called the Christ? That was question. In Acts 16:30, the Bible says the jailer asked, what must I do to be saved? That was question. In Luke 3:12, the Bible said the publicans asked question to John and said, what shall we do to be saved? Luke 3:14, the soldiers asked, what shall we do to be saved? In Acts 9:6, the Bible said Paul asked him when they come to him, he said, what shall I do? What would you have me to do? That was a time of question. The Bible says in Matthew 19:16, in Luke 18:18, in Mark 10:17, he said, someone met Jesus, said, good master, what shall we do that we may inherit eternal life? In Acts 2:37, on the day of Pentecost, they asked, men and brethren, what shall we do? So you discover that God gives us room and opportunity to ask questions. So what makes a man mighty before God? What makes a man get to the point where he sees himself as God sees him? One of the reasons the people of God could not bring down Goliath was they saw themselves the way Goliath saw them. When Goliath met the children of Israel, he said, ye servants of Saul. So long they saw themselves as the servants of Saul, what swallowed Saul swallowed them. So long they saw themselves as the servants of Saul, what stopped Saul stopped them. So long they saw themselves as the servants of Saul, yes, Saul said they failed. So when David came, he changed the name. He said, we are the armies of the living God. We are not the servants of Saul. God is saying, there is an identity Jehovah has given you. You don't know who you are. You know, sir, that there was a problem. John the Baptist was in prison, and for many years he was waiting for Jesus to come bring him out of prison. Meanwhile, Jesus was waiting for John to come out. John was waiting for God to bring him out. Jesus was waiting for John to come out. That was why when they came and they met with Jesus, and they said to Jesus, John is in prison. He has access to tell you, are you the one, or should we expect another? He said, I have no answer for you. Go and show him my results. Evidence silences argument. Go and show him my answer. Result cancels insult. Go and show him my answer. But he said, when they left, he began to mourn John. May you not be mourned while you are still living. They began to mourn John. He said, of all born of women, no one greater than John the Baptist. Meaning, John was greater than Abraham. John was greater than Isaac. John was greater than Jacob. But he died because he didn't see himself in the
the light of our God for him. Am I communicating right now? Am I communicating right now? There are qualities and dimensions that makes a man mighty before God. Can I say this to you? God does not see you in your present state. God sees you in your final status. God never sees a man. But how can you hear from God? You are praying, God said, my son, my prophet. Looking at your today, there is nothing prophetic. Looking at your today, there is nothing apostolic. Looking at your today, there is nothing evangelistic. But he sees the end from the beginning. He sees tomorrow from today. He sees where you are going from where you are now. I wish I was talking to somebody right now. I wish I was talking to somebody right now. I wish I was talking to somebody right now. So, what we need to discover, the men in scripture, the first time we saw mighty men in scripture, when man became mighty on the earth, was in Genesis 6:4, when there was a copulation between the sons of God and the daughters of men. There was a copulation. So what makes a man mighty is when divinity intertwines with humanity. What makes a man mighty is when immortality embraces mortality. What makes a man mighty is when there is an affinity with eternity. What makes a man mighty is when celestiality intermingles with terrestriality. What makes a man mighty? Can I go on? What makes a man mighty is when God comes in his multi-varietedness and he embraces man. Am I talking to somebody right now? And we discover several times in scripture. The other day I was studying my Bible and the Lord told me, when God came down in the time of old, and the Bible says for 40 days it was raining. Dr. John, 40 days rain. It was not a climatic condition. It was not because there was a problem with the climate. It was open heavens. It was open heavens. 40 days non-stop. And the Bible said Noah sent a dove, and the dove returned back. It has nowhere to settle on the earth. And he said he sent another, and he came with olives in his mouth. And he sent a third, and it never returned. Where did it go? The atmosphere arrested it. But when Jesus was being baptized, as Jesus was being baptized, the same dove settled on his head many years later. Hear me and hear me well. Hear me, child of the living God. There are qualities. There are capacities. There are inherent graces that comes upon a person. And before God, you command might. Before God, you command capacity. Before man, you may appear as a nobody. Before man, you may appear as nothing. But before God,
watch me. Watch me. One day, I had a crusade in the country. And that crusade, I was in that meeting. God moved. We had wheelchairs that were empty. We had blind eyes that saw. We had lame. We had all manners of miracles. We lost count. We were counting the sick in numbers. We were not taking testimonies one-on-one. It was in numbers. 10 deaf and dumb. 15 wheelchairs. And I walked to the hotel. I was feeling so good. And the Holy Ghost told me, this is the worst meeting you have had. I fell off from the bed. I said, why? He said, because it was all about you. I said, but you moved. He said, of course I will move, because the people were gathered and they were expecting me. And I said, what do you mean? He said, my mercy is not my approver. My mercy is not my approver. The fact God is using you doesn't mean you are right. Balaam was going to where God never sent him and was prophesying accurately about the Messiah. Go back and see the encounter of Balaam. He was talking about the Messiah. That was the day I knew. I stopped doing ministry for results. I began to do ministry for reward. Am I talking to somebody? I don't do ministry for results. I do anything I do, I'm conscious of reward. Will I be rewarded? Will I be rewarded? Am I speaking to somebody here? I'm wasting your time.
And he said, our fathers have told us. I'm laying the foundation, then I'll just scatter in 1,000 directions. Our fathers us up. So Gideon is on the platform of knowledge. So if you must even think of being mighty, you can never think of might with God without knowledge of God. 1 Samuel 2:3, God is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are judged. The beginning of the foundational problem we had was in Genesis 2:9, Genesis 2:11. He said, do not eat of the tree of knowledge. So the foundation of the world's problem was a knowledge problem. The Bible says in Proverbs 19:2, that a soul be without knowledge, it is not good. In Proverbs 11:9, he said, true knowledge shall the just, he is just, but his deliverance is on the platform of knowledge. In Isaiah 1:2, the ox knows his master, the ass knows his owner, but my people have not known me. In Isaiah 5:13, my people are gone into captivity for lack of knowledge. Am I communicating right now? Am I communicating right now? Am I communicating right now? In Isaiah 33:6, wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of the time. So, in the times of shaking, what keeps you stable is knowledge. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of the time, the strength of thy salvation, for the fear of the Lord is his treasure. In Job 36:26, God is a God of knowledge. Am I speaking here? In John 4:24, he said, you know not what you worship, but we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. In Jeremiah 4:22, he said, these people are foolish, they have not known me. In Romans 1:13, he said, brethren, I will not have you be ignorant. In Romans 11:25, in 1 Corinthians 10:1, in 1 Corinthians 12:1, concerning spiritual gifts, I will not have you be ignorant. In 2 Corinthians 1:8, I will not have you be ignorant. In 2 Corinthians 2:11, we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. In 1 Thessalonians 4:3, he said, I will not have you be ignorant. In a generation of knowledge is an apprehension to be bankrupt of God's word and bankrupt of the revelation. What did he say in Galatians 2:2? I went up by revelation and communicated the gospel first to the Jews and then to men privately, men of reputation. So Gideon was walking on the wings of knowledge, on the wings of knowledge, on the wings of knowledge. Am I talking to somebody right now? Watch me. Watch me. Watch me. It came as somebody was stranded. Can I say this to you? Our emptiness attracts God to us. Our emptiness. Sir, do you know when we talk about the wedding at Cana of Galilee in John chapter 2? We talk about the wine. We talk about the bridegroom. But we don't talk about the empty water pots. There were 6 water pots that were empty. Sir, God does not lift the standing. God lifts the falling. Your back is on the floor so that your eyes can be on the world. For I will look up to the hills. I am under the fire. Whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. He will not suffer my feet to be moved. He that keepeth me, he that keepeth Israel, neither slumber nor sleep. Sometimes when the enemy thinks you are empty, it's because God is strategizing a new level of overflow. If the boat of Peter was full, it would not have attracted the master. If the boat of Peter had fishes, it would not have attracted the master. And the Bible says, when God brought a miracle, he said the net began to break. The last time I checked, a net comes from leather. A net comes from clothes. A net is not a breakable object. The Bible says began to break. What does that actually mean? It means that particular net began to break record. Am I speaking to somebody? By reason of what God will do through the diverse giftings that will mount this platform, I see net breaking dimensions of grace. That your amen is not of God. Number one quality that makes a man mighty before God is encounter. 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 Don't assume you are called, have an encounter. Don't assume you have inspiration, have an encounter. Encounter. What made Moses stand out was at the burning bush. Can I talk to somebody? 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 When God called Moses, when God raised up Moses, there was a fire in his spirit. There was a passion in his heart. But Moses, he went into different dimensions. He went to the house of Jethro. He began to take care of the flesh of Jethro. In the process of taking care of the flesh of Jethro, he left his fire. He left that passion. He left that burden. One day, while he was taking care of the flesh of Jethro and got to the backside of the mountain, the fire he had left, he made that same fire. But this time it was not consumed. It was waiting for him. And the Bible said that encounter bettered a transgenerational prophet. We live in a generation of assumption. In this generation of civilization, encounters have become minimal. When was the last time people had God? When was the last time somebody had God to go into politics? When was the last time somebody had God to go into a marriage? When was the last time somebody had God to go into a business? One day, I was in America, and God, by the grace of God, we have a couple of churches there, and they decided to, somebody, a group of health organization paid me a courtesy call and said, we are shipping equipment, medical equipment for you for free, and you are going to do that in batches, as much as you want. I said, wow, okay, that's nice. On what platform are you doing? Say, I want to encourage you because we are amazed that you will do programs Monday morning and evening, Tuesday morning and evening, in America, and the whole place is packed out. He said, we don't play with our job. We just feel what we can contribute is to. So I called my wife. I said, God has done something. They are giving us medical equipment in several containers. And I went before the Lord. I said, now understand that you're about to take us to a dimension of opening a massive hospital. And the Lord said, really? I said, yeah. He said, no problem. You'll be the first to be admitted. I said, me? He said, yes. You'll be the first to be admitted there. I didn't send you. Not all good ideas are God's idea. I didn't send you. Can I surprise you? Not all open doors are God's doors. Some are traps. I didn't send you. And I told my PA there, I said, I don't want to see those people around me again for life. Anytime I come here, pull them far. Am I talking to somebody here? Pull them far from me because these are destiny killers. Sir, the reason we make several errors is because we lack encounter. Abraham had encounter, and that was what turned his life around. Can I surprise you? The day of the calling might not be the day of the ultimate encounter. After he was called, he made a lot of mistakes. Ishmael came. I said this all the time to people that Abraham is not the father of Ishmael. Abraham has never been the father of Ishmael. Abraham is not the father of Ishmael. Abraham is not the father of Ishmael. Abraham is the father of Ishmael. Abraham is not the father of Ishmael. That is why God said to Abraham, take Isaac thy son, thy only son. Because as Abraham, as a man of encounter, Ishmael was not connected to his loins. Am I talking to somebody here? There's about, sir, to the glory of God, there's about to be a release. There are people here that will leave this meeting drunk in power. There's about to be a release of the dimensions of God. Take your seat. Encounter! Somebody shout encounter. The reason you are seeing the magnitude of your problem is because you are bankrupt of encounter. Encounter reveals the mightiness of your God. Encounter expands the view of God before your mentality. In Genesis 17:1, he said, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Almighty. Genesis 28:3. Almighty. Genesis 35:11. Almighty. Genesis 45:14. Almighty. Genesis 48:3. Almighty. title. But when encounter comes, it reveals the almightiness of God. Gideon had an encounter. He had a definite encounter. Sir, don't fake it. Don't go for mere, I'm sorry to say with all due respect to all the preachers of faith, don't just go for ordinary faith confessions. Make sure there is a visible, solid encounter. Am I speaking to somebody? A man of God called T.L. Osborne. T.L. Osborne was preaching the part of America of India or so for many years, and there was no move of God, and he didn't see a manifestation of God's glory. And he heard about a prophet called William Branham. He sat down under his meeting and saw God move mightily. T.L. Osborne returned back to his house and told the wife, "This is the key to my room. I am locking my door. I am throwing the key. Until I see him, don't open the door. Until I see him, don't open the door." Am I communicating? Man, so encounter is initiated by passion and triggered by burden. If you must see an encounter, you initiate it by passion. Passion and triggered by burden. Can I say this to you? With all the great men of God here who have preached the gospel over time, they can tell you that the move of God they saw in the 70s, in the 80s, the love of God they saw, the manifestation of grace was extremely outstanding compared to what is happening today. Am I communicating here? There are so many gimmicks going on, so many schemes, so many manipulations, and some people actually encourage it. I'm telling you the truth. Some people actually encourage the schemes. A man came to me after praying for him. I gave him a Bible. I led him to Christ. He says, "Is that all?" I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "Is that all? You didn't prescribe anything. You didn't tell me what to do." I said, "No problem. Run around the church 41 times. You want to walk? I will give you walk. Run around the church. Since you want to walk, what do you need it for?" He was saying so many things that shocked me. People sell things. People do things. People sell material. Everything is now commercialized. Everybody's trying to help God. Everybody's trying to fake it. And people actually stand on the pulpits and they will open their mouth and tell people, "Fake it till you make it." Can you imagine an introduction of falsehood? Because nobody is passionate about the encounter. What is the difference between the days of Elijah, the days of that we live in now? Value is absent in God's house. Value for God, value for his presence, value for his word, value for his glory. Am I talking to somebody here? No value. The Bible says in Luke 5:17, on a certain day, as he was preaching, he said there were doctors of the law and teachers there. He said, "And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. It came for them, but only one was healed. It came for them, but only one got it. Only one man was transformed. It came for them. Only one man caught it. Why? Because he alone plays value." Luke chapter 4 from verse 24. There were many prophets in the many readers in the time of Elijah, but to none were they sent except to the woman of Shunem. Why? Value. The problem we have today is that people are not passionate for God. Things are not working around you and you still sleep comfortably. Things are not happening for you and you are still eating. You are still eating. One of my pastors, something happened. He lost a woman in his church. And the next day in the morning, I called him. I heard about it. I said, "Where's the woman?" He says, "You have been taken to the mortuary." I said, "Why?" He said, "I don't know what to do." I said, "No. You only give up when you try. If you don't try, don't give up. Why not you pray?" He said, "I'm eating." I said, "You are eating? You are eating? Somebody died on Sunday. You are eating? You are eating food. And somebody passed out. You can eat. You are comfortable. You are eating. You can't be a part-time Christian and defeat a full-time devil." Encounter. Am I communicating? Am I communicating now? No. When some people speak, you just see them. They are so used to the norm. They are used to the regular. They are used to the way things are. Nobody's angry. Nobody is passionate. Nobody is aggressive. Nobody is passionate.
So break grounds. Am I talking to somebody right now?
Where is the God of Elijah? Where is the God of Elijah?
The God of Elijah only responds to the Elijahs of God. The place where our church is situated is a dispute land between two communities. And it's been a dispute land for 100 years between this community, that community. So, when I found the land, I prayed, I was praying, doing my prayer walk for 40 days. Don't worry. For 40 days, I was doing my prayer walk around the city before we began the church. That's my hometown. It's another story altogether. And I was doing my prayer walk, and the Lord, when I got to that spot, God said, many years to come, this will be your church land. I just said, amen. I was still praying. 3 years later, the Lord said, I spoke to you 3 years ago. The time has come. Go there and anoint it. I anointed it. I met some elders in the land, and I said, I saw a land. They said, oh, that's good. Where is the place? And I told them. They looked at themselves. They said, we will reconvene on this matter. I said, okay, sir. I said, when? They said, come 7 p.m. 7 p.m. I came, and they were showing me pictures of several people that have come into leadership. You see this person here? He was a good man, did it? That land killed him. You see this one, wonderful people, prominent sons and daughters we had in this land. That land killed him. We don't want you to die. Please, avoid anything that has to do with that land. As I left there, the Holy Spirit said, I have spoken. Who can annul it? I have spoken. He said, go ahead. And I went there and anointed the land. 100 years. Dispute. Court, out of court, in the court. They buried Cham. They planted. In fact, when I was anointing, there were owls. You know owl? O-W-L. Owl. I saw owls gather. And I anointed and I walked away. We started bulldozing. They said, they give me 3 days. That if I'm still breathing after 3 days. Third day I was breathing, they said 7 days. That I can't, it's not possible. 7 days, they said 3 weeks. This is 15 years. By His grace and glory. But it begins on a platform of passion. What is your desire? What is your desire? In Psalm 37 verse 4, delight thyself in the Lord and it shall fulfill the desires of your heart. The desires. In Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 23, the desire of the righteous is always good. Proverbs 10:24, God grants the desire of the righteous. In Psalm 145 verse 16, He openeth His hand and fulfilled the desires of them that fear Him. What is your desire? What is your desire? Proverbs 18 verse 1 is a true desire. A man having separated himself intermediate with all wisdom. In Luke chapter 9 verse 9, he desired to see Jesus for who he is. In Luke 22:15, we desire about desire that I might eat of the Passover. What is your desire? In Mark 11:24, whatsoever things we desire, when we pray, believe that we receive them and we shall have them. Paul had a desire for Israel. In Romans 10 and verse 1, he said, I desire that all Israel be saved. What is the desire of your heart? Your desire, your passion, your value. Put together, death's encounter. Your desire, your passion, your value. Why can't people pray? When you hear somebody pray 10 hours, somebody pray 9 hours, somebody pray 7 hours, it's not because they are superhuman. It's because of burden. It is because of burden. Men that go extra mile, it is because of burden. Am I communicating right now? Encounter to understand the workings of God. Encounter to know that sometimes our walk with God does not make sense. Hold on. Most times we make especially preaching exegesis, we make reference to Ezekiah. He turned the hand of God. He turned the hand of God. Isaiah said he would die. He said, no, I will not die. We try to explain how that stands for persistence. That's true. All scriptures are relative. But can I surprise you? God said to, he said to Ezekiah, I said, put your house in order, you shall surely die. Ezekiah turned to the wall, made all kinds of blackmail. I've walked with you. If only he knew. God said, no problem. Give him 15 more years. Sir, it was the 12th year of the 15 extra year that Manasseh was born. Manasseh eradicated his father's legacy. God saw where Ezekiah was going. God saw what was happening before time. And God said, please, can I take you off the scene when the vision is loud? Can I take you off the scene before you desecrate what you have done? Before a seed comes from you that violates your walk with me? Do you know the problem of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Ezekiah caused it. Oh, 2 Kings chapter 20. The Bible says when he had recovered, Baruch Baladan came and said, his servant, he said, I've heard that Ezekiah has recovered. Take gifts to him. Take parcels to him. When he saw the gift, he took them into his inner chamber. He showed them the gold. He showed them the silver. He showed them everything. As soon as he showed them, when they left, Isaiah entered. Isaiah said, who came here? He said, Baruch Baladan, what did you show them? He said, there is nothing I did not show them. He said, where have they come from? He said, Babylon. He said, many years to come. By reason of what they have seen, they have become interested in your gold and silver. They will not come back for your gold. They will not just come back for your silver. They will take thy sons. So the Babylonian captivity was initiated by the healing of Ezekiah. Oh, you don't get what I'm saying. By the healing.
Let's run. There's a time before me. Can we go on? I'm wasting time. Amen. A prof is sitting down and is nodding, so I'm encouraged. I can go on. When he sits back, relax. I know my time is up. Your host won't tell you stop. From his body language, you just know you are talking nonsense. It's time to just. It's time to round up. Amen. My wife and I do that. When we have a guest artist, you just bounce on us. We look at you. You are not well dressed. You are not well coordinated. From our body language, you just know. If you have three songs, make it one. Before you change our church pattern. Am I communicating here? Am I communicating here? Number two, and then I'll pray. This is not popular, but I will say it. That's why I said to Prof. Contin, I said, can Prof. allow me to be myself and just preach what I know? And he said, yes, and Prof has permitted me. Number two, quality that makes a man mighty before God. Your anger at wickedness. Your anger. Throw down your father's altar. Your anger at wickedness. Your anger. Isaiah 57:21. Isaiah 48:22. There is no peace for the wicked. Your anger at wickedness. Ephesians 6:12. Wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. Who are principalities? Principalities are princes in their palaces. Principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and the spiritual wickedness, the forces in the high place. And the Bible makes it clear that wickedness is the function and the handiwork of enemies. And I'm going to explain what that means. Enemies. The Bible says in Genesis 22:17, he says, in blessing I will bless you, in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. In Genesis 49:8, Judah, thou art he who the brethren shall praise. Thy leg shall be on the neck of thy enemies. In Numbers 22:23, he shall be an enemy to thy enemies, and the adversary to thy adversaries. In Deuteronomy
Deuteronomy 28, verse 7. Deuteronomy 28, verse 25. It says, so shall the Lord cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come in one way, and they shall flee in seven ways. In Numbers chapter 10 and verse 35. In Psalm 68, verse 1, let God arise, and let his enemies be scattered. God said to Gideon, he said, pull down thy father's altar. So I'm talking of the dimensions of enemies. And the first dimension, if you must examine, the manifestation of wickedness is foundational elements. Foundational elements. God said to Gideon, thy father's altar. Thy father's altar. Thy father's altar. Let me show you something. Let me show you something. One time in the Bible says, and Jacob gathered his sons and said to them in Genesis 49, verse 19. He said to them, one of them was called God. Somebody said, God. Talk to me. Say, God. He said, God, thou art he. He said, a troop shall overcome you, but you shall overcome at the last. But today's living translation says, a legion will come against you, but you will overcome it at the last. Genesis 49:19. A troop, a legion shall overcome you, but you shall overcome at the last. In Mark chapter 5, verse 1, Jesus entered the city of the Gadarenes, the city of the descendants of God. The same God that was spoken about in Genesis 49. And found a man that was possessed with a legion. Jacob saw it in God. Jacob prophesied it in God. Jacob saw a foundational element in God and made that declaration, and the demon left because there was a platform for that deliverance. I show you something. He was speaking concerning Simeon and Levi in verse 8 and 9. He said, these are habitations of cruelty. Costs be their anger. They will not be joined in Jacob. They shall have no inheritance in Israel. It was Simeon. It was Levi. Exodus 2, verse 1 and 2. A woman from the tribe of Levi married a man from the tribe of Levi. Don't forget that there was a word that they will not have a portion in Jacob. They will not have an inheritance in Israel. So when these people got married, they produced a man called Moses. He was the meekest on the face of the earth. According to Numbers chapter 12 and verse 3. He was a man that God spoke to face to face. But there was a foundational issue that was not addressed. There was Levi in the system that was not addressed. I'm going to show you a few things from scripture and then we'll begin to pray. Because I have seen this go for people. I have seen great men get swallowed up. 1974, my father was a soldier and a young lady came and accused my father and said so many things about him. My father ran from home because he was innocent. And when I heard about it, I said, I'm a new man in Christ. I'm born again. 2017, somebody came accused me the same pattern my father was accused. And my father told me, say, my son, we know what is happening. It happened to me 74. The enemies knew because spirits don't die. Am I talking to somebody here? It was the same element. It was the same manifestation. It was the same pattern. In 9 months, my father said, the lady came out and spoke the truth. For my son, in 9 months, exactly. Now, when it happened to my father, I was not there. I was a kid. When it happened to him, I was not there. I didn't understand it. Exactly, my he told me. He said, wait, 9 months, she will confess. That was what happened in my time. Exactly 9 months. And I knew, I said, there is something I'm not getting right. Is there something God is trying to tell me? Is there something God is trying to show me? Many believers in church, I have seen pastors die premature. I have seen believers not married. I have seen tongue-talking pastors who cannot do good ministry. Why? Because there are elements. There are altars. In Mark chapter 4, from verse 4, a certain man went to sow. Some fell on thorny ground. Some fell among thorns. Some fell on the wayside. By reason of where they fell, that's what determined what they produce. Where did you fall? What family did you fall into? What home did you fall into? Where you fell? Some fell into family. Where are others? The order of the day was idolatry. Some fell into family. Where the order of the day was witchcraft. Where did you fall?
Hold on. When you see that David was weeping at the extinction, expiration, extermination of Saul. No, Saul was not his focus. He was only weeping over the anointing that was wasted. He said, you died like somebody not anointed with oil. Saul was not his focus. His focus was Jonathan. In 2 Samuel 1:25, he said, how are the mighty fallen? Oh, Jonathan. Why? He knew Jonathan was innocent. By his attitude and character, he was consecrated and morally sound. He was pure. But there was a problem. The connection he had to the foundation of Saul was what exterminated him. Get back and read 2 Samuel 4 verse 4. Prof, sir, the Bible said a woman, look at that. He said, Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son called Mephibosheth. Look at the connection. Jonathan, he could have just said Jonathan had a son. He said, Jonathan, Saul's son. Let's show you where the battle came from. Let's show you where the battle started from. Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son. He said the nurse carried him on the back at the age of 5. And the nurse took a run with him. He fell and became crippled. Ladies and gentlemen, what is the proximity from the back to the ground that will make a child crippled? What is the proximity from the back to the ground that will make a child paralyzed? Altars you're fighting. Powers you're fighting. If a 5-year-old son, he didn't become injured, became crippled. Mephibosheth, the back to the ground. What is the connection? Altars. Powers. Am I communicating here? And that's part of why we are gathered. That is part of why we are here. To strategically speak to territorial forces. That was what happened concerning David. He conquered the lion. He conquered the bear before he faced Goliath. What is the lion? The lion is the territorial power. What is the bear? The bear is the animal that comes to attack you from behind. So the bear speaks of his past. He conquered his background. He conquered territorial powers. And then he could face Goliath. Hear me and hear me, child of God. There are elements that must be addressed. How did your father stop? How did your mother stop? Who was risen in your family? Who is standing from your location? In your hometown, who is doing well? We must address these issues. Or else you'll be surprised that your soul is saved, your spirit is sound, and your body is demented. There are people who are not going to hellfire, but they are passing through earth fire. They are not going to hellfire, but they are going through earth fire. This world is full of thorns and brimstones for them. But hear me, as we gather here as ministers of God to make declarations on your life, whatever is standing as a foundational element to hold you down, today it shall be broken. It shall be broken. It shall be broken. You don't serve a dead God. You serve a mighty God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. When God says yes, no man can say no. When God lifts you up, no man can bring you down. God is on your side. Power is on your side. Breath is on your side. Glory is on your side. God 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 is on your side. Somebody shout fire, fire, fire. 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 Somebody shout fire, yeah, 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 yeah. Hey! 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 Hear me. Look at that. The Bible says when Saul returned back and he met on the way while he was coming, his uncle met him on the way. I am talking of elements. I'm talking of altars. I'm talking of foundations. I had a young man in the year 2002, I stumbled into a book on new creation realities, and I began to preach new creation. Once you are saved, you are saved. Once you are born again, Christ has done everything. Altars are irrelevant. I preached it like no man's business. I preached it 2002. I preached it 2003, and I had a young man called Abraham, and Abraham was with me, and we preached that same message. We went to a crusade, and there was witchcraft presence. I said to Abraham, I feel witchcraft presence very intense here. He said, we are new creation. Witches are just a figment of imagination. Abraham finished preaching. Abraham went to bed. Abraham never woke up. Abraham died in that crusade. I sat back in tears. I said, there is something wrong with what I am preaching. If witches could terminate this young man, there is something not complete in this message. There's something wrong that I'm not getting right. And I sat down. I went Genesis to Revelation 10 times. I was not satisfied. I went Genesis to Revelation 20 times. I wasn't satisfied. I went Genesis to Revelation 30 times. In 3 years, I've covered 30. As I now, I've covered 47 times. And when I went to the 30th time, my eyes were open. I now understood the balance of the message. The balance of the message. Not one extreme, not another extreme. Having a proper revelation, I say, my God. And God began to teach me the fundamentals of wickedness. Jesus, till he died, he was rejected. Because at birth, he was rejected. It was rejection all through. When he was born, they said there's no room in the inn. And he was kept in a manger. The enemy did that to him, but God turned it for his good. He was in a manger because there was no room in the inn. Why? God was working preservation. What do I mean preservation? Just a couple of days after that, Herod gave an instruction that every young child should be killed and should be annihilated. So they began to move from house to house. They didn't bother to check the manger. They were moving from house to house, house to house. But Jesus was in the manger. The first animals were there. Not mean the King of Kings was being hidden. Sometimes you are going through pain and the enemy thinks that's your end. God is hiding you. Sometimes it appears you come to a point of silence in life, silence in ministry. God is hiding you. You come to a point where it appears there is lack, there is limitation. God is hiding you. You say, man of God, at this point nothing is working. It appears God is silent. No, God is not silent. God is hiding you. God is hiding you. Your experiences of today, your struggles of today, is heaven preparing you. Wickedness is oppression, aggression, affliction, with intention for stagnation, limitation, and extinction. When the enemy fires oppression with an intention for stagnation, limitation, and extinction. Sir, I beg to tell you, we live in a world of wickedness. We live in a world that is loaded with evil. You can't afford to be casual. Casual Christians ought to become Christian casualties. Am I talking to somebody here? We live in a world that's wicked, that's brutal. It's an error to be neutral. There was a contest between North America and South America. North America, they had blue overall. South America had red overall. And there was a man from South America who married from North America. So he was trying to play safe. He wore a blue top and a red pants. When he came out, both parties fired him. Because they thought he was a new team he was initiating. They didn't know he was trying to play safe. No, they fired him. Because you must be somewhere. You must be somewhere. You must be somewhere, sir. Wickedness. The whole lot. 1 John 5:19. Liars. Destroy by Father's house. I give you this and then we'll pray. Are you ready? Are you ready to pray? In Judges chapter 1, the Bible says, a man called Adonibezek was the king of Bezek. He said the man reigned unquestioned. He had 17 nations in his kitty. And he conquered nation by violence, by aggression. He said that one time, he came to Israel and said to Israel, hand me over your country. Israel said, we don't hand over willingly. We engage in fight. Let us fight. The God I serve is a man of war. Exodus 15 verse 3 is a man of war. If you are too gentle, you can't settle. You don't pamper Satan, you hammer him. You don't manage him, you damage him. Satan is not for management, it's for damagement. You can't pastor where I pastor and be normal. You can't. And they began to, I'm telling you, I've seen battles. My wife gave birth to her first child and my wife died. Prof, my wife died. They covered my wife, covered her with this one nasty wrapper like that. And somebody was, I was entering the hospital, somebody said, take heart. The Lord give it, the Lord take it. That scripture came from Job, not Christ. It was Job who still quoted that. So I cannot build my life on the revelation of Job's affliction. The Lord give it, the Lord take it. I said, stop that! What is the Lord giving? What is the Lord taking? The thief cometh not to steal, to kill and destroy. But he has come. I like what he said. They said, the thief cometh not, but I am come. In other words, the thief came, I also came. Hey! The thief came, I also came. He didn't just say, I have come. He said, I am come. I am that I am has come. When they came to arrest him in John chapter 18, who are you? He said, I am. the I am that I am. They felt precious. Why? Because you cannot arrest the I am. And I looked at that and I said, what is this? What is this? What is this? Die? And we prayed the Holy Ghost and she came back. And today she's preaching, doing what? And sometimes she's ministry. I looked at her. And I tell him, I said, what if I was this casual believer who just accepts anything? You are only permitted to bury who you could not raise. If you can't raise them back to life, you can bury them. It's not normal for people to die premature. And all hands are folded. Wickedness. Adoni Bezek, there was a contest. And they caught Adoni Bezek. And Adoni Bezek said, let me confess. Under my table, there are the head of 70 kings. 70 kings with a dream. Judges 1, 5 to 7. 70 kings with projects. What were they doing under the table? They were merely confessing dreams. Before 2021, I will be this. Nothing happens. There is a power called the spirit of the harder I pray, the more they attack. Amos 5:19. He says, like the man that ran from the city, the lion chased him. He got to the way a bear stopped him. He put his hand on the wall, a serpent beat him. The harder I pray, the more they attack. So there are some people who don't even pray, because the more they pray, the more the attack is intensified. If you understand, you can relate to what I'm saying. Raise your hand. You can relate to what I'm saying. The more you pray. Adoni Bezek said, they're under my table. They say, how? This is where I'm going. He said, I cut up their tomb. Can I see your tomb? Can I see your tomb? I cut up their tomb and their great toes. That's all. When I did that, I trapped them under the table. I asked the Lord, why did he cut their tomb? And the Lord said, cut up their tomb, number one, so they can't hold anything firmly. When the tomb is up, your grip is lost. Nothing stays. Promises, you can't achieve them. Giftings, you can't retain them. Passion, you can't keep. The tomb is cut up. He said, I cut up their toes. Why? To slow their speed. And number three, why he cut up their tombs and their toes was to make them incomplete. Without the thumb and the toe, you are not complete. But there is a response from the throne of grace. There is an answer from the heavenlies. Everyone under the sound of my voice, whatever has been fired into your life, if it is sickness in your body, it is affliction in your body, it is an arrow in your spirit, it is a contamination and a pollution, it is a limitation ministerially, financially, politically, career-wise, every aspect of life, where altars are fighting, where wickedness is reigning, where evil is thriving, where foundations are speaking, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I see your liberation. 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 Be on your feet. I want us to pray. This is just an introduction. I'll be here in the morning. I'll be here tomorrow morning. You know, they met Jesus in Matthew 22, sir. And they said, Master, we have something to tell you. There was among us a man. He married a wife. He died without raising a seed. But the custom and the traditions we have on ground, his brother married the same wife and died. The third married the same wife and died. The fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh. After the seventh died, the woman died. What nonsense. No, but I'm going to show you the spiritual dimension of it. The first married. The error of the firstborn was what blanketed the whole seven children. What is the custom? When your brother dies, without raising up his seed, you go to his wife and make up seed. That is if you are still single, right? That's when the law stands. So, I can't be the fourth or the fifth child. I see the first one die, the second die. I go marry him. Before I inherit somebody that is killing people. But when wickedness is in operation, foolishness is amplified. Oh, I wish I was talking here. In Galatians 3 verse 1. Galatian church! Who has bewitched you? Oh, foolish Galatians. So once a person is bewitched, he starts behaving like a fool. You think this thing? I was in the UK. I was coming down from the elevator and I was walking, being taken to the car. And you know Nigerians, we are not private. I saw some Nigerians come, Apostle. I felt so angry. This is UK now. Allow me pass. Apostle. So I was like, God bless you for where? They knelt down. Touch me. I said, what kind of embarrassment is this one? So there was a white lady who sat there and I was observing everything. And I was asking people, why are they kneeling down? They say, he's a man of God. The lady said, man, I know. God, I know. Man of God, I don't know. Man, I know. God, I know. Man of God, I don't know. He said, he's a preacher. So, a priest? Religions? They said, yes. So, he said, why are they kneeling down? Why are they doing this? This nonsense. So, I was passing her, eavesdropped in what she was saying. And I turned, I said, please come. She said, I said, please, just come. She came. I looked at her, I said, I'm seeing 5 years. 5 years. You've been married for 5 years, you don't have a child. For 5 years. She's like, wait a minute. Who are you? I said, a priest. She said, okay, yes. I said, I'm going to pray for you. Something will happen tonight. Tomorrow, come here, talk to the reception, and I'll come down to pray with you. I was praying. She was looking at me. I said, kneel down. She knelt down on one knee. Very conscious, so I don't do anything nasty. So I laid my hands on her. I said, Lord, give her a child. Let wickedness expire. I said all that, and I left. The next day in the morning, the intercom was on fire. I had to disengage it. Calling. I disengaged. They came and climbed and knocked on the door. Say, please, you have to come downstairs. I said, what have I done? See, there's somebody who said she has to talk to you. As soon as I came down, I saw the same lady the previous day, the white lady. When she saw me, she knelt down. I said, I said, I'm just a preacher. She said, no, you're a man of God. I said, man, I know. God, I know. Which one is man of God? She said, hold on, this is my message. She said that she woke up some minutes to 3 a.m. and was looking for the mom. And she went downstairs and went to the dumpster. Dumpster is dustbin. When she went to the dumpster, she was going through a monthly cycle. She found her mom, white lady too, sitting down, sucking her pad. White! So witchcraft is not a black thing. Ministers around the world, people like Prof, will tell you how they have done mapping, spiritual mapping, in nations. Every street in London has a witch. I can tell you. It's universal. It has nothing to do with the African continent alone. And that's why you must be brutal and aggressive and kill the element of fear. Timidity and gentility minus brutality and ruggedity is non-entity in captivity. You must kill timidity and gentility minus brutality and ruggedity is nonentity in captivity. Kill that element of fear. Are you following me? Are you following me? We're going to take the first prayer to terminate wickedness. They will take a prayer of encounter. And there are people that will have a visitation that like they've never had in their life. If you came here sick in body, you came here with challenge in your body and all of that, it is a non-issue. It is too minute, too infinitesimal, too immaterial, too irrelevant, because it will bow to grace today. Prophet, I was in the car, we are getting close. I took a nap and I just opened my eyes. And the Lord told me, he said, son, in that meeting, he said, there is a family that you meet in that meeting. He said, they fire spirit of madness into the family. He said, there are four, two are mad, and they are boys. God told me, he said, there are four of them, two are mad, and the other two are okay, but they are not even on talking terms. And the Lord said, they will be in the service. He said, as you begin to pray, wherever the madness is on those brothers, it will jump out of them. I'm not going to waste time. If I give a prophetic word and it's about you, you run out. Don't waste my time. If I say something and it's about you, you don't wait. You just run out and I'll address it. But first of all, we are going to handle the spirit of wickedness. Altars. Are you following what I'm saying? Say, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord my God. As I pray, put an end to the manifestation of wickedness, demonic patterns in my family line. Put an end to the manifestation of patterns and wickedness in my family line. Open your mouth and turn into prayer. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of God, Masopera de Ponda, Masakate de Medotog, Rakoso Prepote, Ragadaga Bragata. Rakataka. Kakakakaka. Rekasopasa. Mandelebosa. Terminate. Terminate! I can't hear your voice at all. Melena Sobarakatiza. Lesa Prete. Ikatoza Lamanente Brakatela. Spirit of God, you have my permission. Matana Patana. I build, I raise a new altar. Meseparata, Rakato Shagateka, Bariana Sukateba, Iagata Pagata 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 Yagata Pagata 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 Pagata. Spirit of God, terminate.
Rakata. In Jesus' name.
Open your eyes and watch this. Watch this. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You know, Paul said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ. Through Christ, which strengthened me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Not who. He wasn't saying Christ strengthens him. He was saying that my knowledge that I can do all things through Christ, it is that knowledge that strengthens me. Are you what I'm talking about? The knowledge that through Christ, I can do all things. That's what he said. Watch this. We're going to take a prayer. The reason most people expire is because no encounter. When you talk of Elijah, you remember the fire. Jesus went up the Mount of Transfiguration with Peter, James, and John. They climb up the mountain. Of course, we know what Peter means. Peter means a stone. James means replace. And John means grace. They climb up the mountain. Peter is stone. James replaced. John means grace. So Jesus was telling them that the stone has been replaced with grace. As they climb up the mountain, the Bible says he had an encounter. We know the encounter of Moses and Elijah and what they came to do. But this is my emphasis. When he came down at the foot of the mountain, somebody ran to him and said, I brought my son to your disciples, and they could not cast out the demon. And Jesus asked a problem, a question of duration. How long has this been? They gave a response of condition. It takes him to the fire and to the water. So that was why the disciples could not cast them out. To the water and to the fire. And Jesus was just coming from the Mount of Transfiguration. After having an encounter with the custodian of the fire, Elijah, the custodian of the water, Moses, so casting out the devil was minimal. Because he had gotten an encounter with the water, an encounter with the custodian of the fire. He said, come out of him. And the devil, sir, there is might in the encounter. There is might. There's an encounter a man receives from heaven. And capacity is fired into him. A governor of a northern state sent a message to me. He said, tell Johnson Suleiman, when I finish with him on the media, in 2 years, he will have no ministry. From a northern state. Because they say, I heard they were about to license pastors to preach. And I spoke, I said, the Lord told me to tell you, sir, you sign it into a bill, the next day you die. You license pastors, you die. It's not a prophecy, it's a declaration. License and die. You are arrogant. You can't do it. I say you are talking too much. License. License, you die. They fired the first tranche of 50 million. Paid news media. Paid out. Fire second tranche of another 50 million. And pastors, preachers began to preach me for what I knew nothing about. Told me, saying, 2 years we have no ministry. Keep quiet. Stop talking. I'll go to bed. I want to sleep. The Lord fires me. Say, why are you quiet? I say, God, please, please. We are so many in this country. Let others go and talk. Before you finish with them, you come back to me. And the Lord said, no. Evil thrives when good men do nothing. Speak. And I'm telling you, but can I surprise you? When they started the arrows and the attack, we are in about 19 countries as a ministry. As I speak now, we are in 62. The attack became the fertilizer. According to what my father-in-law, Pastor Adebo, told me, he said it was the enemy God used to advertise you. To put you out there. Am I communicating? But what kept me going? I had an encounter with him. 1992, June 10. He walked into my room. I saw him. So whatever is happening, I said, no, I saw him. I saw him. You will see shakings. You see troubles. You are shocked that people who are supposed to be credible in ministry no more hear God. And the Lord spoke to me clearly. Sometimes I go and I say, Lord, I don't deserve this. I stand for righteousness. I stand for purity. How come? What is going on? The Lord said, you don't deserve the lifting that's coming. So you must get arrows you don't deserve. I went through all that. And what keeps me strengthened is that encounter. June, I saw him. He called me. He gave me instructions. So no matter what is happening now, you have nothing to hang on without encounter. And how many of you know, encounter is in phases. Every encounter begs another encounter. Every encounter begs, I was talking to somebody here. You will take this prayer. Oh Lord, I need encounter. And I say this to you, for this next phase of the assignment, Acts chapter 2, it came on them. They were baptized. Acts chapter 4, they were filled. Why do we take our car for servicing? It's to change the oil. The viscosity is gone. The oil has become stale. So we have to what? Change the oil. We service the car. That's why what do we call Bible studies and prayer meeting? Weekly service. We come to be serviced. For performance. Service. Oh Lord! I need an encounter! I need an encounter. Are you ready? Say, my Father, my Father. Please, as we take this, the Lord is telling there are 56 people. The power of the highest will overwhelm you. The anointing of God will come on you massively. And your encounters will be bettered here. Say, my Father, my Father. As I begin to pray, I need an encounter. Open your mouth and take the encounter now. Jesus, Pala Ganesa, pray for the next level of this assignment. Palino Sadate Baratate, Bratose Pete, Balati Brada Kuta Lakuta, Balakuta Lakuta Lakutas. An encounter, Lord. Holy Ghost of God. Holy Ghost of God. Spirit of God. Somebody's getting an encounter. Somebody's getting an encounter. Somebody's getting an encounter. Masepeleta da. Rekusta, Rekusta, Rekusta. Jesus, Son of God. I need an encounter, Lord. An encounter with divinity. Masipenta. Eperetosa, Tigate, Spirit of God divine. Koshata balagada yadas. Alito sopragadas. Spirit of God. I can't leave my generation the way I met it. I need an encounter. An encounter with Yahweh of Israel. Yahweh of Israel, the God of heaven. My Father. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands to heaven. Let's see what the Holy Ghost will do.
God. You are Omega. And the mention of your name, every knee must bow. And the mention of your name, every tongue confess. You are the covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Your name is Elohim.
Elohim.
You are Adonai. At the mention of your name, every knee must bow. At the mention of your name, every tongue confess. You are the covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. I say,
covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you.
Covenant
keeping God. There is no one like you.
Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Say after me,
Holy Spirit.
Thank you for grace.
Thank you for grace.
And glory.
And glory.
I am hungry.
I am hungry.
I am hungry.
I am hungry.
That's it. Look at that. There's a release of divine grace. There are people God will send to nations. God will send to continent by this impartation. I am hungry.
I am hungry
for an encounter.
For an encounter.
Power of the highest.
Power of the highest.
Fall on me.
Fall on me.
Fall on me.
Fall on me.
Overwhelm me.
Overwhelm me.
Father, wherever those brothers and those sisters, those hungry vessels are, we ask for an overflow of grace, an endowment of grace, an endowment of grace. An endowment of grace. An endowment of grace. An endowment of grace. An endowment. Ushers, bring them to me. Bring them to me. Bring them to me. People are flying all over the place. Bring them to me. Bring them to me. There are 56 of them. Bring them to me. Bring them to me. People are flying all over the place. Bring them. Bring them. An endowment of grace. Ushers, bring them. Just bring them. Bring them. I want to pray for them specially. Look at people flying all over the place. I want to pray. In the name of Jesus. As our hands are lifted up. Father, you said there are people here you are sending on specific assignment. You want to empower them. You want to endue them. Holy Ghost! Where are they? Where is that brother? Where are they? Where is that sister? Where is that brother? Locate them. Locate them specifically. That's one. That's two. That's three. Locate them. Bring them to me. Ushers, get to the crowd. Bring them. That's four. Bring them. Wherever that boy is, that girl, man, woman, that minister, that politician, that businessman, oh, Kapalika Toyash, bring them here. Holy Ghost, we ask for an overwhelming grace, overflowing grace, overflood them, overflood them, overflood them, overflood them. There are, God is activating gifts. Giftings have been activated. Giftings have been activated. Someone is receiving a prophetic fire, a prophetic mantle, a prophetic mantle, a prophetic mantle. Power! Touch! Bring them, bring them, bring them. Let's supplicate a lakatolash. Let brekatos at the cause, a cause, a tala. Can the ushers be? Please get them over, get them over, get them over. We exercise dominion mandate over infirmities, over diseases. Over sicknesses, over afflictions and pains. Oh. Jesus. In 5 minutes I'll be done. I'm seeing. Is it? In 5 minutes.
Why are you standing? Eh? Stay there. Is that mic on? How many are you?
We are four.
Huh?
We are four men.
How many are mad?
Two
are mad.
Yes.
There's a dispute between you. No, there's an issue. I'm seeing insanity. Yes. Take two steps forward. Where are they now? Your village.
Yes, Abba.
You are from Abba. Where are your parents?
My mom is dead, but my father is alive.
Your father is alive.
Yes.
Open your hand. That devil of madness will leave. I saw somebody who was. I just saw somebody. Your spinal cord. There is a disconnect. There's a problem with your spinal cord. I don't know who the person is. You have a problem. The bone. There's somebody who has a bone problem. The spinal cord. There's a challenge. There. If that's you, come here fast, please. If that's, don't waste my time. You have a. Is it you, ma'am? Stay there. Lift your hand. We cause it to die. I'm seeing somebody who has a hearing problem on the right ear. Who's that? Somebody has a hearing problem on the right ear. Somebody has a hearing problem. If you came with that person, it's you. Come here. No, madam, you don't have a hearing problem. No, it's not you. Mm-mm. What's wrong with you? It's scratching you. I'm not talking of ears. She can't hear with that one. Let her come. What's this? What's wrong with her? She can't walk. She can't walk. Why? Hold on. Hey, please. Be orderly. You can't walk. Where are you from? Eh? Abia State.
Abba.
What's your name?
Who's Reggie?
Who is this?
My mother.
Your mother. Where do you stay in Abba?
Who's your mom?
I want us to be very clear on you, on who you are. You stay where?
Who's your mom?
Does anybody know them? Who knows you here? Who knows them? Before we pray, let's be sure that this is authentic. You know them? So how long have you been unable to walk?
Close to 1 year.
You are seeking, buddy. What's wrong with the ear? Eh? What's wrong with you? What happened to your right ear? It's paining you. You can't hear at all. Okay. Eh? You have a ear problem. I see those that can't hear. We'll pray for those with ear problem. We'll pray. You can't at all. You can't hear on that ear. Okay. This one is working. This one is not working. Okay, put your hand on the one that's working. So you can't hear with that. Come. We cast the spirit of deafness. And we command it to leave. Hear. Touch. Let him be free. He's free. Just examine it. Clear them. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Immortal God, invisible God, immortal God, how great thou art. In the name of Jesus, be healed, be made whole, healed,
You are free. She's free. Help her to take steps. He has brain tumor. It dies now. In Jesus' name. Where's the brother? Examine that brother. Anybody have prayed for examine them? Go straight to the point. What happened to him?
Yes, Papa, he said he's 36. The brother you just prayed for now. He said he grew up and found that he was deaf in the right ear.
He grew up like that?
Yes, grew up like that, deaf in the right ear. He said he has never heard with the right ear. But after you prayed now, I examined him, the deafness has disappeared.
Let him come. Can we put our hands on our head? Say, Father. I can say, Father. I receive the grace to walk in the steps of my calling, my assignment, the mandate, the purpose of God for my life. Are there things? Talk to me. Are there things you don't intend for me? No matter how enticing, may I not do them? Are there things you intend? Are there things you intend? No matter how discouraging, may I do them? I receive grace. I receive grace to be in your perfect will. In your total will. In your absolute will. Go ahead and just worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship. 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 We're having a very prophetic session tomorrow morning. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship. Worship. Worship him. Worship. I can hear your voice. Worship the King of Kings.
Stretch forth your hand towards the last speaker and begin to bless him and begin to bless his ministry, Omega Fire Ministries. He says you can't be a quiet person and a pastor in the location where he is. And I begin to release strength for warfare to him. Begin to speak protection for his wife, for his daughter, for everybody around him. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we want to thank you for your son, Apostle Johnson Suleiman, whom you have used to bless us mightily. Lord, from this ground, we release blessings. Even Balaam said he received a command to bless Jacob, and he couldn't do otherwise. Lord, we ask that anybody who opens their mouth to speak anything further in this country will speak a blessing. Lord, we seal up all the mouths that have no blessing for him. that he will have peace all around him. Lord, we ask, O God, that you will bless his wife, you will bless their daughter, you will bless their work. Lord, we ask that you will load him the more, that when he comes back here tomorrow, we will see grace multiplied. Thank you, everlasting Father. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Protocol people, please take him to NTA Port Harcourt, NTA Abba. He has a few words for them. They are waiting for him. Put your hands together and I appreciate the grace of God. Those of you who had encounters, congratulations. And that means that you are ready for the next level. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay.